Before we formally introduce him, did you see Tanner on Monday at the tournament?
Yes, I did.
Damn it. How's the golf swing? Because I know you had some, I can't remember what you got replaced. You got something replaced.
Yeah, I had a hip done in December, and they actually lengthened my leg 1.25 inches.
Come on.
No, they do that. They space it out based on how much, and because I had the right knee replaced, I guess I was out of alignment. So that's probably why the hip wore and whatever. So they actually lengthened it out so your two legs are equal.
Amazing. So the most important thing, obviously, of your health is, did it do anything to your golf game, your golf swing? How's it made it better? Has it made it worse? Is it a great excuse?
Well, actually, I'm hitting the driver further just because I can turn a bit now.
Yeah.
Some of my wedges, I'm catching it on the bottom third of the ball, I think because the leg's a bit higher. So I've got to move a little bit forward on the ball and keep remembering to do that. So I'm coming through a bit lower.
People often have both hips done. Like, will you have the other hip done? And if they do that, do they have to lengthen that leg? You'll be 7 foot tall by the time you're finished.
That's right.
The other one actually was toast as well, but it doesn't bother me at all. So. No. I opted to just do the one, and I said, if the other one starts to bother me, so be it. But I think now that I'm in alignment, I don't think I'm putting any strain on it, so it doesn't
seem to
be
excellent.
Irritating me.
So. For people who don't know, this is Brett Tanner, president of Tanner Financial, and of course, for years, one of our contributors when it comes to the world of the chamber plan. And, I haven't spoken to Brett for a while. I certainly appreciated Brett's counsel when I was going back to Mexico, And the chamber plan, as we've talked about on the show for a long time, and a lot of people have taken us up on it, is kind of different because it's geared toward the needs of small businesses, whether that's a small business of a couple people or 100 people. The chamber plan is renowned for its ability to be what small businesses need. And a small business needs things that are a little bit different, not the least of which is plans that renew at a reasonable rate. Maybe that's where we'll start today.
Yeah, I mean, we just gone through yet another renewal. The program renewed this year provincially at a core renewal of 2.86%. So that may sound like, okay, well, that's kind of normal. Everybody thinks in terms of inflation, that inflation is usually 2 or 3, but they hear more in the news now with other things. But in the benefits world, it's generally a little bit higher. Health inflation with most programs is 10 to 15%. Dental is 5 to 10. And that's kind of a byproduct. The Ontario Dental Association fee guide went up 8.5%. So it's not uncommon for people to have a good year claims-wise with a regular carrier and have a 10% increase. We've got a fully pooled system for firms with under 10. So they have that very stable sort of renewal. They'd have gone up like the 2.86. And then we have a partial pooling system for our larger firms where they don't get dinged for, if they have a bad year, they don't get dinged for the whole amount. We really only put about a third of it. We pool the rest. And it's a little more complicated than that. But in general, that's how it works. And so that gives firms year in, year out, some, budget certainty. These days with everything else that's going on, it's nice to not get dinged. I kind of joke about, we're building a place up north and, we get quotes on jobs and we get what we call Muskoka pricing.
That's right.
It's like it's 40 or 50% more than it would be down here.
I used to get Oakville pricing. Mm-hmm. As soon as they crossed Winston Churchill, the price went up.
That stability is huge for small business, and we can identify with that because we are members and small business, right? A benefits package for a small business often is considered a luxury. It maybe doesn't need to be. But again, when you enter into something that you would consider a luxury, again, you need that stability of cost. And again, the track record of this is amazing. And that's what we say every day about the Chambers plan. Take the time to go have a look, because as a small business, you can do it and you know what your costs will be going forward.
Yeah, and I often think too, people, if they have either lower claims, they don't think they need a benefit plan, but because it's tax deductible and it's not a taxable benefit back to them, to themselves and employees of their own company or whatever, it's actually tax effective. So plus now they've got a little protection. So, you know, there's sort of that part, but it's also because it's a nonprofit for businesses that have larger claims, even they might think, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, I don't want to move because I've got this larger claim or whatever. But the reality is we have less overhead as a non-for-profit. And, you know, even if it's a larger company, 40 or 50 employees, and they've got some claims, they might think, okay, well, I can't, you know, I really don't have any options because our claims are high. It's not true. We have less overhead. We will price it appropriately coming in. But, you know, their renewals will be far more consistent because they're going to get dinged for those claims fully wherever they are.
Yeah, you know, and when you say the word ding, what Brett's talking about is, you know, a lot of these plans, the ones you were talking about where they're going up 10%, is because, and when you say a company has a bad year, what you're referring to, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you have a lot of claims in a company, the insurer makes you pay more the next year. The great thing about the chamber plan is you keep talking about pooling for companies 10 employees and under. Like, that's a small business. That's like Freddie and I. We've got a couple of employees. If our costs keep going up 10% every year, we may not be able to afford the benefits. And though, even though we use these benefits, dental, physio, massage, all that stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, for the midsize and larger companies, one of the biggest issues they face is, you know, first of all, if you have 40 employees, it's a pain to move a plan because you're not filling out three or four forms. You're filling out 40 forms.
Right.
So, you know, there's some hesitation to sort of go through the whole process, although sometimes they'll shop to try to keep their carrier honest or whatever. But the reality is they're in the for-profit world if they're not with us. So they're typically dealing with a renewal that's based on, okay, if you hit the target loss ratio, which is the amount the carriers allow you to pay for the premiums you're paying, they're going to give you a renewal, you know, roughly at their plan inflation, which might be 8%. But if they claimed a bit more, you know, and you have no idea. I mean, you hire three employees. You have no idea the spouse is diabetic. Mm-hmm. You have no idea really what your claims are going to be. And, you know, in this world, there's some protection for that so that if they, you know, end up with slightly higher than average claims and so forth in a year, then instead of looking at a 20 or 30% renewal, they might be looking at, you know, we might be more than our core increase because we do partially pool them, but maybe that renewal with us is 8%.
Okay.
And another thing that's impressive is the products that you add, you know, while holding the line. Some of the mental health options now are, well, they're just fantastic, you know. After COVID and the times we're in, a lot of people with struggles, and what the Chambers Plan now offers with an app where you can actually in real time text with someone or, you know, be directed to the right people to help you with what ails you. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Again, because it's a nonprofit program and because it's supposed to be a benefit for members of local chambers and boards of trades, the whole sort of operation is built around providing resources for, you know, SMEs. So small, medium businesses, they need mental health resources. And this year, the program's added through Teladoc, the mental health navigation program. There's a whole bunch of mental health resources that are no additional charge. And again, as I keep referring to the non-for-profit part, but because it's a non-for-profit, even with that built into the price, it's only the 2.86% because the plan runs efficiently with less overhead than most carriers. Right off the top, you're taking away that 10% that the carrier's typically making in additional margins. So it's quite effective for businesses under 100 employees. It really is.
I'll say, and you know, year after year, you prove it. And now a great conversation about how the core you know, rate isn't going up too much. It's certainly affordable and certainly way lower than the industry standard. Thanks, my brother. Hey, an old friend of ours, I was talking to him about you, and Billy Hertz wants to join us for our little annual golf game.
Well, that'll be a blast. Be good to see Bill.
Yeah, so I thought maybe we'd put the four of us together. I'll reach out with you some dates, because I think he's in town, Freddie, as of this last couple of days. So we're going to try and make it happen. Kind of where it all began for us years ago on the golf course. Brett Tanner, Tanner Financial, and of course, Freddie, the Chamber Plan. How do we get a hold of them?
Chamberplan.ca.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate you, my
Thanks,
friend.
Thanks, guys.
I'm glad you're well. Can't wait to see you in your rebuilt body.
I'll take that however you want.
Yeah, absolutely, friend. I don't need to see any stitches or scars. All right, my brother. There's Brett Tanner. Take care.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
See ya, Brett.